Good morning. My guest this morning is Tom Brand. He is the executive director of the Raven Performing Arts Theater. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Well, this is not theater in at least its narrowest sense. It's the Elvin Bishop Big Fun Trio Concert, a musical extravaganza, November 16th, 8 p.m. at the Raven Theater in Healdsburg. Is this something that Elvin does on a regular basis?
You know, we haven't had Elvin at the theater. I think the last time was maybe 10 or 15 years ago.
Really?
Yes. You know, we have a pretty broad offering of programs.
Right.
So we have our resident Raven players, but then we host many other things like the Healdsburg Jazz Festival and some local musical groups, and we also produce our own concerts, and we've been doing quite a few more of those in the last year. We've had, I'll go through a couple. We had Los Lobos.
Sure.
We had English Beat, which was really fun. That did really well, and they hadn't been up here for a while. We tried to give a variety. We had Israel Vibration, Kitaro, Julian Lage.
Oh, wow.
You know, we try to hit all the little bases. But when I came to Sonoma County maybe 20-some-odd years ago, the Raven was known for its concerts. That's really how people knew about it.
That's right.
It was a movie theater, and Don Hyde, who was the owner, had come out of the Austin blues scene. And so he was bringing people up quite often. I met Boz Skaggs in the alley in the back, because every so often Boz will tour, put together a little blues group and do small venues.
Oh, would that he would do that again.
Yes, we've tried to talk to his people every so often because, you know, it's a nice, fun thing to do.
Sure.
Yeah. And then we had Chris Isaak back when he was just a pup, you know, and so we kind of get people on the way up the mountain and then on their way back down. But it's really fun to do that.
Well, I can remember back when the Raven stepped out of the movie theater realm and broadened its path and so on.
Yeah, the previous owners, they did the movies. They had the big house. At the time, it had 600 seats, and they wanted to do something a little different for the community. And so they did all sorts of programs there. And at some point, they realized they were a nonprofit, so we purchased the building and then went ahead and turned it into a nonprofit so we could serve everybody. So.
Well, just in the time that you have been here, Healdsburg has changed an awful lot.
You know, it's funny. One of the partners in the Raven was also a partner in Hotel Healdsburg, and that is what really changed the town, was because Hotel Healdsburg got national press for well over a year. They were quite the thing, and it really changed the whole dynamic of the town. It's not what it was. I moved there because it was a nice little farm town.
Right,
it's no longer a little farm town.
No,
they still farm there, but it's not the little farm town.
Right, yeah. It's a great place.
And, oh, it is, yes.
It just continues to get better, it seems to me. So what's next on your program after Elvin?
We have actually three or four that are in the hopper. We're talking to a couple African groups who want to bring up. I'm hoping to put to bed something for St. Paddy's Day, a really major star for the St. Patrick's Day from coming over from Ireland. And then we did.
Well, there's Patrick Ball.
We did book Los Lobos. They're coming for two nights in January. And it's always fun to see those guys get up on the stage. They love what they do.
Oh, yeah. Fantastic group. They improve all the time, too, I think.
Yes.
Well, Tom, thank you very much for coming in. Nice to talk to you about Healdsburg and about the Raven Theater, both a couple of great places. Let's tell people once again that this is the Elvin Bishop Big Fun Trio Concert. This is a big one you won't want to miss. November 16th is the date, coming up right down the line at 8 p.m. And there is a surprise opening act, and I won't tell who it is. For information, the best thing to do is to call the Raven Theater, or rather to go online to raventheaterwithaner.org. Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Have a great day.
Sonoma Spotlight is produced at KRCB Studios in Rohnert Park. Roland Giacopetti is Sonoma Spotlight's host, Wendy Nicholson, producer, and Steve Birch, engineer. Sonoma Spotlight airs weekday mornings at 7:53 a.m. inside Morning Edition. Today's and previous editions of Sonoma Spotlight are available at our website at radio.krcb.org/rss.